There was a rumor, and I have not gotten the evidence yet, a rumor that the Vatican will relocate from Rome to St. Louis, Missouri.
The world is plagued with this complete and utter ignorance as to the reason why the Earth is now undergoing increasing disastrous events. Because of this ignorance, people are unprepared, and we have to enlighten rapidly. So we're so near disaster, and we have to get people to believe it so that they prepare themselves and not just push it aside. Okay, this article, as I'm reading it, I photocopied it from the New York Times, Sunday, January 30th, 1983. And the title of the article is Clues Get Warm in the Search for Planet X by John Noble Wilford. Something out there beyond the farthest reaches of known solar system seems to be tugging at Uranus and Neptune. Some gravitational force keeps perturbing the two giant planets, causing irregularities in their orbits. The force suggests a presence, far away and unseen, a large object that may be the long-sought planet X.
Sheldon mentioned this telescope they're putting up in the South Pole. What do you suppose they're looking for?
Well, they're looking for the 10th planet. It's not that they're looking for it, they're tracking it.
They're tracking it, okay.
Because they found it in 1979 with the Pioneer 10 space probe. Something that's important, which is basically going to be the end of civilization as we know it. They're doing a lot of things. And the 10th planet travels with a debris field about a quarter million miles wide on either side of it, a debris field of small rocks and big rocks that there's a good chance some of them could be hitting us. The 10th planet won't hit us. It's a cyclical thing. We go through this every 3,600 years.
Things happening, you know, building the Denver airport and spending all that money. I mean, they're still working on that Denver airport 17 years later, and it typically takes about 2 years to build an airport, and they're still working on it.
Is when you see the power elite going underground. In fact, you know it already, because we have absolute proof from Governor Jesse Ventura, his television program on True TV titled Apocalypse 2012, in which he went underground to Cheyenne Mountain underneath and around the Denver, Colorado airport and showed scenes of this underground city and spoke with the chief of security, Colonel Wynn, who told us that when these huge, massive doors, steel doors, are closed shut, nobody's going to be able to come in. Indisputable when Jesse Ventura went underground and viewed all of this. So we know the power elite are going underground. They can't be underground hiding while they're creating earthquakes. The worst place to be when an earthquake occurs is underground. So they're not going to kill themselves. You'll see massive earthquakes. But the reason they're going underground, I know it doesn't make sense from an earthquake point of view, but the reason they're going underground is because of the solar scorching that will occur probably first, concurrently with the earthquakes. They have no choice. When the earth begins to burn, they've got to get underground at least for a period of time.
Yeah, the Denver airport, you know, they built it, this high-tech roof out of this Kevlar-like material, and also it's built on these gigantic metal poles, okay, which I would tend to think, possibly, that could be used to thwart coronal mass ejections, or EMPs, basically, so that it's all grounded out. In order to stop an EMP, you have to ground it out. And they built that airport with a Kevlar roof that's attached to these gigantic-looking lightning rods.
Well, you know, one of the things that a lot of people have factored a lot of this into is do they know something about a comet, asteroid, massive body that's going to be swinging by close? And there's certainly a lot of talk about Planet X for a while there, and then it kind of faded out because, you know, people make predictions and things like that. The point here is that these things have been patterns of events throughout human history. Then it would seem that just like Halley's Comet comes by every 75 years, that if there is a Planet X or Wormwood, that it would be coming by on a regular basis, and great floods throughout history, which are mentioned in every creation story of every single community of indigenous people, folks who have never read the Bible. So obviously there is some memory of this. Our government, or governments friendly to the United States, control access to every observatory substantial in size and power enough to be able to see these things that might be coming from a distance, indicating, of course, the clampdown on panic. What much sense does it make in the event of massive global flooding to build an underground shelter.
NSA is building a $3 billion computer center south of Salt Lake City in the desert. NASA, and their straight answer, National Aeronautical Space Administration, granted a $74 million contract to a Prudential subsidiary to relocate their employees.
But all of a sudden, they're squashing all of this information and keeping it from the public. Occasionally, you would expect, with such an overwhelmingly important worldwide story, some of the details would be let out somewhere at some time. Government officials, you can be sure, can be trusted to protect none of us. They won't even release this information. They will not try to protect any of us because they know they can't. But they started a mysterious building program underground in at least 129 underground facilities from one end of the country to the other has been completed. We always thought that it was in case of a nuclear weapon, but we found out that it's not. It's in case Planet X comes our way.
We are now aware of a very large object that is coming into the solar system, and there seems to be a historical recurrence of this.
John, I would like to mention that I think we should begin to warn our audience that they should start really thinking about and working together with us in preparing for solar storms that I suspect and many other people suspect are going to be occurring this year or next year. Solar storms that could be so severe that two major catastrophes will result. One would be the destruction of our power grids, and that would throw us back into a primitive lifestyle. We would be overnight forced into, ancient ways of living. We've got a lot of evidence to indicate that these solar storms are coming soon. We could talk about Planet X and how it is exciting the sun and beginning to excite the sun after its this two-year low in solar activity, which I believe was due to Planet X passing below Jupiter and Planet X and its hordes of surrounding comets interacting electrically with Jupiter, drawing electrical fire away from the sun and toward Jupiter. But that was just a temporary low before the storm. Now we can expect solar blasting. How are we going to prepare to live without power? Number two, how are we going to prepare to live when we are being blasted by the sun with temperatures scorching, burning up, people dying on the surface of the earth from the intense solar blast?
Here's some of the Google searches. First Google search, CIA and the word Denver. Now, you'll find the CIA's press releases dating back to 2005 that they're moving from Langley, Virginia, 85 feet above sea level, to the Mile High City. If you read the current press releases, they say simply, for operational reasons. Rebecca, they're not even telling their own people.
John Muir and Tim Spencer claim that global warming is being used as a smokescreen to obscure the real and present danger coming from a different direction and much sooner than scientists and governments have predicted.
Around 1979, our government found the source of what's causing all the problems we're going through now. Within a year or two of 1979, the issue of global warming was decided upon as the cover story to conceal what would be happening 30 years in the future, which of course is right now. What's happening right now is really bizarre weather-related events that are starting to shut down entire regions of the planet. So that was the cover story, and they're sticking to it. They want to have people believe that what's happening is something that's not going on, that it's an event created by human activity that can be controlled and can be brought under control by changing human activity. That gives people hope, and it provides a massive distraction.
Not 40 years in the future. Now, take the seed vault up in Norway. If they knew they needed a vault 40 years in the future, would they spend all that money to get it done in 6 months? I doubt Bill Gates would be really all that concerned about building a building that wouldn't be needed for 40 years.
I know he has a lot of money to spend, but he certainly wouldn't throw it away.
No, he's not frivolous with spending
money. No, he's not, right.
No.
as to what the elite may be preparing for. And what that is, it's hard to say. It could be any number of scenarios. We don't really know. Of course, there are certainly possibilities of the 10th planet, some sort of cosmic event, the Nemesis star, as we discussed before, possibly having some sort of role in this. It's very difficult to say, but all the information is certainly very intriguing, and it leads to something that they are preparing for. I don't think there's any question about that, and you can draw your own conclusions as to what that is.
What I suspect is that they've known about this for a long time. I mean, you know, at least 50 years, maybe even possibly longer, and they've been preparing for it. They've definitely been tracking it for about 20-some years and have been preparing for it. That's what all the conspiracies we see. See, the conspiracy is the conspiracy. Okay, all these things that are meant to keep us busy and, you know, keep people debating about 9/11, global warming. So it's a big old divide and conquer tactic, just like 9/11. And that's why you're not going to get any of the big radio guys talking about this stuff, because it doesn't suit them, because then they can't sell 9/11 videos anymore. Because once you do that, it's a moot point. All these other things become a moot point. It's like you have to concentrate on what the real deal is at the heart of the conspiracy.
We're already seeing entire regions have commerce shut down because of bizarre weather events. That will continue to become worse as we enter 2010. We will see more regions affected for a longer period of time as these events become more severe.
Is there anything that world governments can do to reduce the effects of this coming catastrophe?
No, sir, none whatsoever.
Nothing at all?
It's beyond human beings to change, alter, or modify what's coming at us. All they can do is what they've already done, which is set up sheltering systems for their own people.
Should governments have started to work on this 20, 30, 40 years ago?
Well, obviously they could have and should have 30 years ago when they had their heads up. The decision was made to take care of their own people and let the rest of us go. That was the decision, and it's way too late to change it.
That we and it will be on the same side of the sun at the same time. From sources within the U.S. government that tell me that, yes, they are deeply concerned about it, and they're worried sick about it, and they don't know what to do about it. What could the government or anyone else tell you? What could they say to you? Would they tell you that, grab your hat, dig a hole, hang on?
When did we see hurricanes that were bigger than the state of Texas? And one after another, after another, after another. We're seeing fireballs coming from the sky, and NASA's recording them for us. During that time of the great floods, that the Hopi people and other people, not just the Hopi, but other people were brought to the inner earth, what we'd call Hollow Earth, or Middle Earth, and they were brought there for a period of 480 years to survive the devastation that was happening here in the surface.